Boy, we live in a very divided world, huh? And it's kind of hard sometimes to break through what feels like bad news constantly, or fighting, or turmoil, to find some good, to find some kindness. But it's out there, I promise you. In fact, we've got the man who is called the Kindness Crusader on the air right now. Rabbi Daniel Cohen in Stamford is here. And I want to talk about the Stamford Kindness Project. And so, Rabbi Cohen, welcome to the show. What is the Stamford Kindness Project and where did it come about?
First of all, thank you so much for hosting me today. The Kindness Project actually emerged from a book that I wrote a number of years ago called What Will They Say About You When You're Gone? Creating a Life of Legacy. How do we lead a life now for how we want to be remembered? And it's seven principles to reverse engineer your life so you lead that life now. And one of them is called the Elijah moment, which is based on the idea that I'm not responsible to change the world, but I can change the world of one person every day. I don't need to wait to be asked, but I can anticipate just in a gesture, in a kind deed, a need that somebody has and make a difference in their life. So I started actually with a pastor, a friend of mine, the Elijah moment campaign to flood the world with acts of kindness. And then I'm close with the mayor of Stamford, Caroline Simmons, and years ago, we said, wouldn't it be great if we mobilized our city around the notion of flooding the city with acts of kindness? And last year was the first year of our Stamford Kindness Project.
That is so cool. First of all, Rabbi Cohen, I want that book.
So okay, I will send you. I'll send it to you. Send me your address.
No, I want to know, where can you buy that book? Oh my gosh, no, I'm not asking for a free copy. But is that like, can I get that at any bookstore or anything like that?
Some have it. The best thing to do is just go on Amazon. You type in, or you go on my website, Rabbi Daniel Cohen.
Okay.
And just say, what will they say about you when you're gone? You'll see my website and the book. And it's really about tuning out the outside world and saying, what can I do every day to make this world a better place?
Yes.
Because we get so distracted.
Oh, it's so true. Can I tell you, Rabbi Cohen, it has to be ever since, and I haven't read your book yet, but I think ever since I read Mitch Albom's, and I bring this up a lot on this show, Five People You Meet in Heaven. You don't have to be religious to read this book to get something out of it. I have thought ever since I was, I would say at least a teenager, preteen, I don't remember when the book came out, but when I read it for the first time, there is not a day, true story, there's not a day that goes by that whenever I interact with somebody, I think, I wonder if what just happened there made a difference on either side or both sides. Because I'm always thinking about, you know, who was that version of Melissa? And will that come back to haunt me? Is that something that is going to make a difference in the short term, the long term, and vice versa? You know, who will be my five people when I go to heaven? I don't know. This is something I think about all the time. And your book reminds me a lot of that, which is putting really the essence of why we were created on for this planet, which is to be there for each other, to build a community of kindness, to go past the challenges that will come up, or, you know, in my opinion, what the devil puts forward, getting past that and going back to the core purpose of what a human being was created to do. So I want your book.
So no, 100%. I think that, you know, I believe that no encounter is random, you know, and I'm a big believer. I have this term called mobile mitzvah hotspots. So mitzvah is a kind deed.
You're cool.
Now, everybody here has
a
phone,
rabbi,
right?
Uh-huh, sure.
I mean, this is the deal. Everybody's got a phone.
Yep.
So when you have a phone, you have a hotspot. But the truth is, we have spiritually a mobile mitzvah hotspot. That if I'm standing online or I walk into an Uber, God is saying, I put you in this place for a reason. Open up the light inside of you. I put you there to make a difference in that person's life. Mm. And when we lead our lives with that awareness, and I like to say you're living on a higher frequency, our lives are radically more enriched. And I've seen in my lifetime, we all have, that once you put one light out there, you never know where it's going to go. And that's really, to me, what makes life meaningful. I mean, we are not here by accident, but every breath that we take is God's investment in us and saying, I love you. Do something with my love and make the world a brighter and more loving place.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Rabbi Cohen. And I also love the fact that you created the Elijah Moment campaign by teaming up with another faith leader that is not Jewish. I think that that speaks volumes about, again, the core purpose of why you even created the Stanford Kindness Project and why create a campaign like this, because it shouldn't matter your religious walk or your beliefs or, you know, I'll even, dare I say, your political belief, anything like that. I mean, to be kind to somebody without even knowing their story or anything like that, that's the point, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the reality is this crosses all sorts of lines of faith, for sure. And, you know, there's so much more that unites us than divides us. And, you know, we have so many opportunities to come together around spreading goodness. And the truth is that, you know, as a country, we are all created in God's image. And the more that we can recognize the face of God in another human being, the better our lives will all be.
Rabbi Daniel Cohen is here out of Stanford, and we're talking about the Stanford Kindness Project, the Elijah Moment campaign. Essentially, it's doing good for other people, total strangers even. And so, Rabbi Cohen, I'd love to get my listeners involved with this, whether they live in Stanford or they don't. It sounds like this is something that really we each can play a part in this. So how do you start small? What do you suggest?
So a couple of things. I like to encourage people to do a flash mob of kindness. That's the easiest thing. What that means is, like, you in your neighborhood, we're doing one actually today at the local bakery. Say, meet me at the bakery or coffee shop between 9 and 9:30, whatever you want. Let's all go in there and start paying it forward for people. And you mobilize your own network to try to encourage people to create a spirit of giving. So that's one thing. And then let everybody know about it in your little social media group or your friends. And that becomes contagious, actually. So flash mobs of kindness is great. I encourage people to hashtag Stanford Kindness Project. A second thing is that we actually have, and you don't have to be in Stanford, we are encouraging businesses, organizations to come up with one idea that you can do between now and the end of the year to mobilize kindness. For example, we went to a dry cleaner, and they said, you know what we're going to do? People can bring in whatever coats they have that they're not using. We'll dry clean. We'll bring it to a shelter. So challenge your community, your church, your synagogue, your business to say, be a kindness partner between now and the end of the year. Let's come up with one idea. And we actually have, you don't have to be in Stanford, but you can go on the City of Stanford website, right, Stanford Kindness Project, and you can fill out a form and be a partner in this wherever you are. The third thing I would say is make this Thanksgiving a day of thanksgiving to first responders. Every single fire department, police department should be the beneficiary this Thanksgiving. Come there, bring cookies, write notes. You know, that's the way that we encourage community. And to me, that's a wonderful way also to spread Thanksgiving and also kindness in the air.
So again, I think there are a lot of ways that you know, either you can individually do this or even just having a group of friends or, like you said, a community group that you're part of, you know, to do this. And Rabbi Cohen, I know you said that the Stanford Kindness Project, you know, obviously you came up with this with another faith leader. You then spoke with Stanford's mayor. It's about a year that it's been around. Have you felt like Stanford's gotten kinder because of it? I know that's a very that's a loaded question, and I don't mean to say it like in the sense that I'm judging. Listen, I was born and raised in Stanford, but I'm asking in the sense that do you feel like it's catching on or that you're seeing any kind of a shift? I mean, especially in a world like we're living in today, I think the one thing that came out of especially like the election, for example. I mean, let's address the elephant in the room. People who were unhappy with the way the election results went, it felt like, you know, not all, but a lot of people said, I am in control of my own actions. And the one thing we could do is be kind to one another. We don't have to let whoever the president is dictate who we are as people and being good to one another. And I really did hear that from people who voted for Donald Trump. And I also heard it from people who voted for Kamala Harris and she lost. Like, so, for example, it does feel like that message is getting out there. But are we actually seeing people go through with it?
I definitely am seeing it. Look, I think that, you know, the world, and I believe this strongly, that we always should see the world as at a tipping point, you know, spiritually. And any little act that I do creates another ripple. And of course, you know, we talked about this. It's hard to evaluate. You know, how do you evaluate, are we a kinder place? I would say that in the places that I go and when you just do one nice thing for somebody who you see in a store, or, you know, instead of looking at your phone, you're asking the cashier how they're doing, that makes a difference. And I do believe, I mean, Stanford, thank God, I think is a really kind place to begin with. It's not like people are like all over each other, but I definitely see that the spirit is definitely slowly growing. I think that there's a almost anticipatory expectation, you know, that we can do more, but also that we are doing more. Like we've given out, worked with the Avon Theater here, for example, where they put cards together. You get free popcorn, but you have to like do an act of kindness. And this idea, one step at a time, of just lifting people up. And at the end of the day, the way it works is that you become kinder by just being kind. I can't think my way into kindness.
Right.
Just do an act. It's one person. Mm-hmm. And you'll find, by the way, I mean, I did this just last week. I just, again, really went on this like mobile mitzvah moment or flash mobs. People start smiling. I mean, some woman said to me, you know, when I did it, I had no idea. She started to get very emotional when I paid for her coffee. And she said, I just lost my husband 2 years ago. And during this season, we would always write down a list of the places we wanted to give to. And you reminded me in a positive way of my husband's spirit.
Mm.
I had no idea like what was going to happen.
Wow.
But she was meant to hear that at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently in a cab in Washington, D.C., not in Stanford. And I was on the phone with somebody talking about an issue of gratitude. And I hung up the phone as I was getting out of the cab. And the woman turned to me and said, thank you so much for talking about God in my car for the past 15 minutes.
Mm.
I had a tough day, but I needed to hear that. So like, you never know like what your impact's going to be. And that's really what God wants from us, is just put out the light, spread the love, and then God will help us really elevate not only ourselves, but literally it'll be a ripple whose reverberations we may never know.
Exactly. I mean, and I know that you shared some concrete examples with me of where the Stanford Kindness Project has been spreading this kindness and this love to people in the community, you know, mentioning like a local dry cleaner going above and beyond by asking people to donate old coats and then cleaning them for free and delivering them to shelters. I mean, that's amazing. You talk about the coffee chain kindness, generosity in action, you know, people offering free meals to workers, purchasing clothing for the homeless. I mean, these are really inspiring acts. And like you said, sometimes they're ones that you didn't even think about. They just sort of land in your lap, and it's acting and not just ignoring that opportunity, but spreading kindness, especially when it falls right in front of you. And so, Rabbi Cohen, I thank you so much for coming up with this, talking about it, writing about it, getting the word out there. And I hope we're also doing it justice by sharing it here on WICC. Thank you so much.
I mean, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too, Rabbi Cohen.